May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Sa ngalan ni Christina Lazo, ako si Edinel Magtibay at ang May Peraan question ay galing kay Lino, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 60 years old at dekada 80 nang mag-migrate dito sa Australia. Babasahin at pakinggan natin ang kwento ni Lino. Kumusta kayo? Ako si Lino, manager sa isang manufacturing firm sa Victoria. 60 years old na ako at nagbabalak ng magretiro sa loob ng 5 to 10 years. Basta kakayanin pa ng aking kalusugan at pangangatawang kumayod. Mga 1980s ako nagsimulang manirahan dito sa bansa kasama ang aking pamilya. Lingid sa kaalaman ng marami, noong 90s lamang nagkaroon ng superannuation ang gobyerno. Tatapatin ko na kayo, nag-aalangan ako sa aking pension dahil hindi ako sigurado kung hanggang saan ang itatagal o itatakbo ng retirement fund. Nakapagpundar man ako ng sariling tahanan at dahil hiwalay na ako sa aking asawa at may kanya-kanya ng buhay ang dalawa kong anak, gusto ko na ang paghandaan ng aking retirement. Ano-ano kaya ang kailangan kong suriin bago ako tuluyang magretiro? At paano ko malalaman kung kakayanin na ba ng pension ko na masuportahan ako? Yan ang ilan lang sa mga tanong ni Lolo Lino para sa May Peraan. At para magsilbing gabay niya, makakasama nating muli ang finance expert na si Miss Maria Papa. Magandang umaga, Miss Maria!
Uy, magandang umaga sa iyo.
Umpisahan na po natin ang ating kwentuhan ngayong umaga, Miss Maria. Napakinggan niyo po yung kwento ni Lolo Lino. So, hihimayin natin. Una, kaunti lang ang super at base nga rin sa limitadong impormasyon na binigay niya. Kakayanin na ba niya na mag-retire sa loob ng 5 hanggang 10 taon? What do you think po?
The information is a bit limited, ano? My first question is, how much does he currently have in his superannuation? It also will depend on the kind of work he's doing, no? So, Lina is 60 years old. If he works as a tradie, we're not sure if he can actually work for the next 5 to 10 years. A tradie kasi, yung katawan, like yung plumber, yung mga builders, subject to wear and tear yung katawan nila when they work, no? So, we're not really sure if he can actually work until he's 67 to 70 years old. So that's a big question mark, another question mark for me. And then, but if he's like working in an office job, which is not physically taxing, then pwede siya magtrabaho ng 5 to 10 years. Now, he can do salary sacrifice. So he's still working, he has a fully paid home, wala na siyang mga anak na ginagastusan. And yung income naman niya, I think, is more than enough for him na meron siyang matatabi o masusubi na at least 50% of his income. Ilagay na niya sa superannuation niya. Pero always remember na may cut-off point yan every year of $25,000. So you can put extra into your super, but you cannot exceed $25,000 a year. Otherwise, you get penalized. So this is something you have to understand and speak to a financial planner about. If you can actually top up your super every year in the next 5 to 10 years by $25,000, meron ka. So in the next 25 times 10, that's another $250,000 na maiipon mo into super. Of course, meron pa yan, kumikita yan dahil kasi naka-invest yung super mo into shares, di ba? And so every year, umaangat yung halaga ng super mo on top of your $25,000 a year. So that's what I think you should be doing right now. But speak to a financial planner.
So boosting ng super. Well, that's a good advice, Miss Maria. Pero para po sa mga katulad ni Lolo Lino na nasa ganito ng edad, ano-ano po ba yung dapat na i-consider niya bago siya tuluyang magretiro?
Itong super, meron niyang sweet spot. Kasi once you reach, I'm assuming 60 siya ngayon, and then in 7 years' time at 67, he can qualify for the age pension. And this is something he should explore. So, merong sweet spot on super in which you're able to draw down kung ano yung maipon mo through your superannuation plus yung age pension. Makokombine mo both incomes. And there's a sweet spot that you still qualify for the age pension and still have a certain amount of money in your super. Ang magic number dyan, based on my research, is $253,000 for a single person. Kasi single homeowner siya, wala siyang hiwalay, di ba? So, it's just him. And no kids. So single homeowner, if you have $253,000 in your super and not much assets except your own home, no? Yung own home mo kasi hindi kasama yun sa asset test for age pension, you can actually qualify for the age pension of about $24,700 a year. So pag pinagsama mo yung dalawa, $24,700, tapos mag-draw down ka sa super mo ng 5% of your super, and then baka yun, almost more than $3,000 yun, baka that should be sufficient for you in 7 years' time para buhayin ka with those two incomes together.
Wow, talagang nakwenta nyo lahat yun, ano? Pero since marami siyang pwedeng ma-access, kapag ba nagawa niya ito, masasabi natin na pwede na siyang magkaroon ng hayahay na buhay kapag siya ay nag-retire?
Comfortable. Not very, of course, luxurious, but comfortable. That's what I expect. So ano ba yung sapat na halaga para makapag-retiro ang isang tao, no? Ngayon, like let's say, I'm making assumptions here, no? Like probably it's earning around net income of $4,000 a month, more or less, or $1,000 a week. Average na yan na kinikita ng mga nakikita ko on a middle income, ano? Sabi ng mga eksperto, other financial experts, you need about 65% of your pre-retirement income. So if I calculate 65% of $4,000 a month, that's about $2,600 ang kailangan mo pag nag-retire ka. Ang tanong ko, have you heard about the FIRE movement, yung financially independent, retire early? Ayun, yung mga ayaw nila magtrabaho for the rest of their lives. Ang ginagawa nila, imbis na nagsisave lang sila. Remember, meron tayong episode before, sabi ko, save 30% of your income. Pero ang ginagawa nitong nasa FIRE movement, sinisave nila 70% of their income. Can you imagine 70%, 30%? Yun yung ginagamit nila pambuhay nila. Now, ang ano ko kay Lino, if he can actually live on 30% of his current income, at yung 70%, ilagay na niya sa superannuation niya para makapagprepara na siya in 7 to 10 years' time. That is what I actually would propose to him kung talagang walang laman yung super niya. And so in 10 years' time, 70, pwede na siya mag-retire. If he can save like another, sabi ko nga yung sweet spot, the $250,000 in 10 years' time or 7 years' time, then that's something that he should be thinking of at this stage.
Ayan. So para kay Lolo Lino, konting tiis-tiis muna at tipid-tipid para ano, makasave pa siya ng mas marami. Pero Ms. Maria, may mga nais pa po ba kayong idagdag or iba pang mga paraan para madagdagan itong retirement fund niya?
If you don't have anything in your super right now, you don't have a choice. You get the age pension, which is a good thing here in Australia, and that's something we're all lucky. But of course, a lot of people are complaining yung age pension is not gonna be good enough. Hindi kulang. Kulang ang sinasabi ng karamihan. If he has a home, he may want to sell it and downsize to a smaller home and use yung excess sa pagbebenta niya to live on for his retirement. That's another option. But best if he consults with the financial planner before he does anything. Kasi marami ka naman makukuha sa gobyerno eh. Yan ang mga tignan mo, explore mo muna before you actually start selling whatever that you have.
Ayan. So it's not too late pa naman para kay Lino or kay Lolo Lino para ayusin ang kanyang finances. But Ms. Maria, ano po ang inyong final word sa mga katulad niya na nangangamba ngayon or hindi pa sigurado, lalong-lalo na at feeling nila kulang pa ang kanilang superannuation at retirement fund?
Oh, just keep on working. Kung kaya pa ng katawan mo, at sabi ko nga, kung hindi naman physically taxing, at hindi ka pa inaalis sa trabaho ng employer mo, masaya siya sa trabaho mo. And of course, other people wouldn't want to retire talaga early kasi pagka nag-retire, mas lalo kang tatanda eh. If you can actually hold on to your job in the next 7 to 10 years, why not? Eh, ngayon ang haba ng life expectancy na natin. For you to retire at the early age of 60 and then you die at 80, 20 years, anong gagawin mo? Pwede magtrabaho ka na lang.
Good point, Ms. Maria. And now, maraming salamat sa ating tampok na eksperto, Ms. Maria Papa, sa uulitin po. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email lang ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain po kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan.
May peraan.